For more information on how you can buy ads on this station or on the Rusty Humphrey Show, call 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. And thank you for supporting freedom of speech and the courageous souls that pay the bills to bring you the Rusty Humphrey Show every day.
Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILI.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS, 393-3700, 393-3700, the number to call. Follow us at 1320WILS.com, Facebook, the Jack and Tom Show, or Twitter, Jack and Tom 1320. And be Twittering, and some reports today from Spartan Stadium, Tom. And are you going to be communicating with the public this afternoon from your bunker from Crawford Indoor Stadium?
No.
We don't get your pearls of wisdom during the game?
At 3:30 I locked down. This is a big game for Michigan. This is a huge game. They could lose this game. I know you scoffed at that.
I'm rolling my eyes. I can't believe you're saying that. What's the line on this game?
It's 12. I'm telling you what, it's going to end up 59-56. It's going to be just like basketball.
More points than a Michigan-Indiana basketball.
Michigan's basketball team couldn't score 56 points with the talent.
Against Indiana?
Maybe. I don't know.
It'd be close.
Anyway, so I'll be watching that. I'll be watching Sparty. And obviously, I don't know what I really want to have happen in that game. I think the loser is eliminated from Rose Bowl contention. So having Michigan State lose would be nice to make that 24 years in a row. They haven't gone to a bowl game, a Rose Bowl game. That would be nice. I really enjoy that aspect of it. But I don't know if I want to play. I don't want to have Michigan playing Sparty.
Coming off a loss.
That's not good.
Seen that lately. Michigan State was 1-3 last year when Michigan came in.
I know. I don't like the idea of Michigan playing Sparty coming off a loss. So I don't know.
Teams haven't had 5-0 marks.
I'm conflicted.
Got together in a long
Very
time.
Conflicted
go back to 99.
In that regard. So I'll just watch it. But you can't control it anyway. So why should I?
That's right. What can you do? Your karma isn't going to matter. Let's go out to our phones. 393-3700. Let's start with John Freeberg from Holt. Hello, John.
Hey guys, how you doing this morning?
I'm good, Freeberg. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, Tom. I was listening to the game last night, East Lansing game, and who catches a 32-yard pass but your son, Cody Crawford?
Yeah, he's got a tire mark on his chest to prove it. I'll tell you what, he got hit really hard.
Did he have any other catches? I'm looking at it. Doesn't look like East Lansing passed for a lot.
I don't think he even had his catch, and I'm not sure how accurate that is. They only caught 11 balls last night. Our Grand Ledge's defense, John, was really good. I mean that whole Grand Ledge game. When is that? Is that next week or the week after?
That is the next to the last week of the season.
Okay, where's that played at?
Grand Ledge.
Wow, that's gonna
How do you see that game, man?
I've seen both teams play, and That one's gonna be. You know, the thing of it is, Holt has improved so much.
That's your championship game, right?
Everybody else has two losses. And Holt has improved so much since we saw him in the third, fourth game. So
Holt should be 5-1. I mean, they gave that game away to Rice.
Absolutely,
gave it away.
What does it say about Lansing?
You know what? And I'm just because I'm talking to you, Freeberg. I'm gonna go with Holt in a really close game in that game.
Yeah, baby, climb on board.
I'm serious. I just think they. I think they might, because of the running back situation.
Hey, Tom, you saw them with their second-string quarterback, too, the Holt Rams, when Jake Gallimore was out, and they're much more potent offense.
That was the other issue. I mean, East Lansing got to deal with your second-string quarterback. So, anyway, we'll see what happens. Should be a great game.
What happens today at Spartan Stadium, John?
Spartans get it done in a close game, Jack. Field goal win, 31-28.
That's kind of what I'm thinking, Tom. You know what? I can guarantee you one thing. Thanks, John. I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Johnny.
If Michigan State wins this game, its fans are going to get way, way too excited. And if Michigan State loses this game, fans are going to get way, way too depressed. Because if they win this game, it doesn't mean that they are a great team. Doesn't mean they're a really good team. Doesn't mean they're headed to the Rose Bowl. It means they're 1-0 in the Big 10.
Well, you know why
if they lose.
You know why they're going to do
they're
that
supposed
because
to
they're
going to
because everybody defaults to a negative or a positive. Here's the deal: if they lose the game, they're going to say, "See, well, Notre Dame wasn't all that good anyway, and look who else we play." So blah blah blah. They'll go that direction. They win the game. All of a sudden, you beat Wisconsin. I mean, that's just going to trump everything, and then they're unscathed in their other games, and all. Yeah, they'll be you know start whistling California, here we come.
You know, Tom Izzo spoke to the Lansing Rotary yesterday, and he made a very good point. He was talking about being elite and having tradition, and it doesn't happen overnight. Michigan has that, and it's been built up over time. So it can take a couple blows. It can take a horrendous year. Can take a horrendous year followed by a bad year. And can probably take another mediocre year on top of that, and people are still going to love the brand. Michigan State has no brand. It hasn't had one in a long time. All it's had is turmoil. It's had coaching changes. It's had athletic director changes. We've talked about all the uniforms. We've talked about all the inconsistency, the things that do not give your program stability. And when you don't have stability, you don't have tradition.
But what I think about Michigan State is still this, and I don't know if this year's defense matches that. When I think of Michigan State, I still think of hard-hitting football. I do think of that. And good kickers. And good punters.
Mm-hmm.
I still think of that.
That's
but
nice.
That's the brand that I have.
But that doesn't equate to winning.
Exactly. Exactly.
It equates to some breakthrough games where
right.
maybe you're teased. You think, hey, here they go. And then the next week they lose.
And the other thing about Michigan State is they can pull the upset every year. They can do the 1998 bit with Ohio State. They can do the 1990 bit with Michigan. They always had that little aspect, a little UCLA-ish to them. You know what I mean?
That's the thing with what D'Antonio's
trying. That's part
to
of
do.
The brand of Michigan State. That's part of their brand in football.
Absolutely. Mark D'Antonio is back in the press box today. He'll be in the coach's box. And one of the things I think that is impressive, not necessarily the way the defense has played, not necessarily the record, certainly last year was a big disappointment, didn't perform up to expectations. But if they win 9 games this year, and maybe this speaks to Michigan State's history, whatever it is, he'll be the winningest coach in 4 years that Michigan State's ever had after 4 years. 31 wins. I mean, this guy's got 22 plus now. He's got 26 wins. A lot of coaches didn't have that. Duffy Doherty didn't have it. Biggie Munn didn't have it. Nick Saban didn't have it.
In the first 4 years.
First 4 years. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk with Chris Patrick, former Ithaca and Nebraska star, now with the 49ers. We'll be right back on the Jack and Tom Show.
Here's your updated forecast to the capital city for more compelling.